Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can friend me or follow me or whatever they do on Twitter. Wow. I mean, after 13 years since 9/11, and of course 6 years since the emperor took over the reins at the White House, have you seen things get better? You know, I am constantly seeing more and more what they would call alternative news, which would be, of course, what I'm into, Alex Jones, Global Research, Canada, Drudge, you know, a lot of these Reddit, some of these other sites, talking more and more about who's funding ISIS, World Bank corruption, that's right, World Bank corruption, endless theft of trillions upon trillions upon trillions of United States currency, along with gold and silver. There is no more gold in Fort Knox, not even a pile of gold dust. As a matter of fact, I think the gates are open. It's unlocked from last I read a while back. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. You know, this endless insanity that we see, you know, Barack Obama now has sent a team of five people to Israel to counter Netanyahu's reelection, which, of course, we know is not going to happen. We know that Bibi is our only source of protection right now to some degree in the Middle East to keep that place from going up like a tinderbox. You know, you're seeing the news about vaccines and, of course, the ridiculousness of those toxic chemicals they want to inject into every man, woman, and child in this country that have been proven not to work, loaded with mercury, aluminum, detergent. Somebody was saying today that they have glycols in there, which is similar to antifreeze, you know. What do you make of it? I mean, are we that tragically being destroyed from within? Endless talk about the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House, Valerie Jarrett, Van Jones, literally pulling Barack Obama's puppet strings. We know that Barack Obama was ill-equipped to take over the presidency. We know that he was nothing but a community organizer. We know he was disbarred. We know that he has mental issues dating back to his college. That's why his Soros spent millions of dollars to have his records sealed. You know, he doesn't talk to the United States during the State of the Union address, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking to the UN. He's talking to people in UNESCO, NATO. He's talking to foreign governments. We've also seen that in key positions in the military, he has installed people who are Muslim, high-ranking military officials that run the gamut. We know that the borders are wide open. We know that China is in trouble. We know that, of course, ISIS and some of these other crazies from Somalia and whatnot are pouring over the border here. They got a guy in Virginia now who supposedly is on FBI's most wanted list. They've got the kid, whatever his name was, with the rifles and whatnot, saying he's going to blow up the Capitol. Let me tell you something, folks. Bar none, there is no place more secure than the White House. So, I mean, you have to ask yourself, what the hell's going on? Oh, and you know, we had the drone the other day where the guy just lost control and, you know, the thing flew inside the gate. Well, that was a push. So now we're going to have drone regulation. Ladies and gentlemen, they've had drones for 20 years. Drones are not new. We know that 9/11, those planes were remotely controlled to do what they did. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It's real. You know, you go look at the Susan Lindauer videos if you have the stomach for it. It's an hour and 39 minutes of in-your-face exactly what happened 9/11. We know that Judy Wood has gone into in-depth detail on some of the chemicals or the thermite, okay, that was used. And then we know the metal was taken to China 3 days later before they had a chance to examine for explosives. Here's a quote from George Bush. I don't mind if I have a dictator. I don't mind if we have a dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator. You know, they code pink yesterday all over the news, going into the Capitol building and trying to arrest Kissinger for war crimes. This man is 91 years old. They all, George Herbert Walker Bush and George Bush and Kissinger and Cheney, have been having extensive doctors and hospital visits for heart, new hearts and heart surgery and all kinds of things like this. And I guess they're going to be around for another 20 years, maybe longer, of course, with George Bush. You know, I would like to see them stand up and say, well, yes, we did X, Y, and Z. We started with ABC, NBC, MSNBC. No, I'm kidding. But why don't they talk about why they took down the World Trade Centers? Why don't they talk about why this was attempted back in 1992, of course? We went into the Gulf. You know, I've talked extensively about Osama bin Laden being, you know, murdered in December of 2001. The whole rouge. I mean, we know what happened. Folks, I am a tradesman, not a politico, not a I'm not a professional journalist. I'd like to be a broadcast journalist now at 57 years old. I find it extremely rewarding to be able to go on the radio and talk to people about what is right in your face, what's real, what's been out there for a long time. You know, there's so many people discussing these things. Rush Limbaugh won't go over the edge. Of course, Michael Savage doesn't want to lose his show by talking about this. But Alex Jones does a hell of a job. Him and David Knight, I mean, they just kick it. You know, we don't kick the can down the road. We pick it up and we put it in the trash. This is how we roll. Now, you might notice that I'm a little less excited than I was yesterday. Yesterday, I just wanted to express my deep, deep, deep appreciation for the First Amendment. You don't have to use four-letter words to just appreciate your First Amendment. What do you think about some of the stuff that we're seeing regarding Romney? I've talked a little bit about electronic voting machines. I made it very clear in some shows back, Delaware and Maryland were literally engulfed. Republican votes flipping right before their eyes to Democrat electronically. See, I've read the John Birch Society manual where they showed how the electronic reinvention of government was going to take over the elections and take over society. The very cell phone I'm speaking on right now is a surveillance device. My shows are being compiled at the NSA. Your conversations are being compiled. You think you're going to go on there and put nude pictures or pictures of you doing sexual acts on your phone or your computer and they're not compiling it? Well, you're crazy. At least have some self-respect. Curb your enthusiasm for being a disgusting heap of crap. Children should not have smartphones. I mean, I could talk about EMF. I could talk about Wi-Fi dangers. We, you know, more and more people are discussing smart meters, the 3,000 megahertz of pulsing surveillance, the radioactivity emitted. They will arrest a person for trying to block its installation. We know that, I mean, here it is, 2-3 years later, and have you not seen your electric bills triple, double, triple? Come on, wake up. This is happening. You know, Bill Gates is touting now that he wants a global governance. This man likes to produce the nastiest vaccine, soup, toxin, garbage, and inject it into children like I have never seen. Monsanto's GMOs and BT corn and soy and beets and we know that the grass got loose down there in Texas and killed 16 cows in days. Just killed them dead for walking onto a patch of GMO grass and eating that grass. That's what cows do. They eat grass. So they have us eating grain-fed cows. It's causing clogged arteries. I don't care. I'm eating it. I'm a meat-eating fool. I've got to have my amino acids and my protein, and that's just how it rolls, because that's what we've been doing for a million years. We eat meat. Keeps your brain functioning. Your brain is made from cholesterol. We know that Alzheimer's is a direct result, GMOs, corn fructose, and, of course, this vegan diet crap, along with big pharma pills, wrecking the brain. I have had discussions with guys in the military that said after they took vaccines, they just could not think anymore. They couldn't concentrate. They had no emotion. This is unbelievable. But you better believe it. Take it to heart. Look at your child. If your child is not enthused and active and running around, he's interested in everything, he's talking up a storm, you know, doing whatever he's doing, they should be active 12 hours a day nonstop. And if they're not, you need to get them up and get them going. Been some talk about water. There's been some talk about this gentleman doing, he has this multi-mineral solution, which has been proven very effective for righting the wrongs of chlorinated, fluoridated, lead-loaded water. Tap water, ladies and gentlemen, is not whole water. Tap water, ladies and gentlemen, is not clean water. Bottled water in a soft plastic bottle, according to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, is in fact a toxin. And the way you combat that is by putting, get your water right, get it stable, by putting baking soda or perhaps pink salt in there. You got to have some lemon juice, you know, and get the pH right. If your body's not absorbing fluids, then, of course, your cells are not going to replenish properly and you're not being hydrated correctly. Again, this is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky. I am looking for full-time work in the radio broadcast industry. My salary would be basically minimal, but I will go anywhere and do it as long as I can be hired. And you can email me at alsmoney2014@aol.com or look up the Everyman Show on blogtalkradio.com. Get in touch with me, will you? I mean, I'm trying to do this the best I can, and I have no problem putting it out there. Ted Cruz is talking about Common Core. He is up in arms about Common Core and believing that our children deserve a decent education. You know, it's bad enough that after 50 years of the DOE being involved, you know, the federal government dumbing down the children, I know that I did not get a good education. I was not able to concentrate. I was too distracted. We had large classrooms. We had teachers that were basically bots for the system and making pretty pictures all day and pasting glitter to a, you know, construction paper was not an education. I don't know how many times I had to learn my times tables and my division tables all the way up to seventh grade. I never was able to get into an algebra class. My father was not basically what I would call a stable person. I came home to a very abusive, verbally abusive, physically abusive situation where, you know, you don't want to be breaking eggs with hammers if you're going to make an omelet, so to speak. So, I mean, that's you know, you look at so many. I mean, if you're a Ron Paul or a Rand Paul fan, you listen to their words, and they're telling you straight up what's going on. Of course, the left and mainstream media tell you that he's a wacko nut job. Probably two of the most forthright, intelligent people we have in government and out. You know, of course, there's Ted Cruz. Now, they're, you know, they're saying Trey Gowdy's crazy. He's still after the Benghazi truth. But we know what that was. We know exactly why they killed Chris Stevens, and we know that that was a stronghold for Stinger missiles that were going to go to ISIS. Well, he didn't want that to happen, and, of course, look what they did to him. Hillary Clinton still says it was about a movie. Susan Rice, oh my gosh. I mean, why? Don't they know that in the end, when the United States no longer exists, when they are literally swirling in the pollution that they created, the political vat of acid, that they too will be set aside? Ban Ki-moon running the UN, telling us we have to, you know, it's freezing outside. We had snow today. We have ice caps and glaciers that are literally 60 and 70% larger than they were just a few years ago. We have a polar bear population that's up by 30% all over Alaska, all over, you know, the North and South Pole. What would it take to get these people to at least right the ship and stop the mutiny? Stop the mutiny on America. But anyway, you know, you need to pay attention to everything around you. Food, water, all of these hyper colorful corn fructose laden drinks. You go to any one of these convenience stores and the shelves are loaded with it. I see people paying $1.79 for a bottle of corn fructose and food coloring and water with who knows what kind of synthetic flavoring is in there. And, of course, yellow dye and red dye and blue dye and all the dyes and green dye. And they start their day with this. Many of them I see are overweight, sagging bodies, just wrecked from drinking and eating this stuff. Of course, you know, you've seen McDonald's is down 34% this year. They need to go down. They need to go to a congressional hearing. I think they need to be investigated, and reparations to people who have gotten sick from eating this stuff for 30 years needs to be taken into account by our government. But the government is overwhelmed. Our congressmen, our senators, our people, you know, you lose your job in the FDA if you speak out. You lose your job in the EPA if you speak out. You lose your job in the Department of Education if you teach the proper things. They say that George Washington, John Adams were, now they say they're terrorists. Barack Obama will not call radical Islam terrorists any longer. They're chopping off heads. They're over there shaking hands with people in the House of Saud who are literally beheading four people on average per month. That can be documented. Now, you have to remember what is documented is a small percentage of what really goes on. Absolutely. Absolutely, undeniably, the facts are out there. You know, we talk about Iran quite a bit. We talk about Iran's nuclear program that is very, very, very clandestine. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want us to know they're building a bomb. Of course, we know they have everything it takes. I think they already have the bomb. I think the bomb is there. I think they're prepared to use it. I think there's more to this apple pie than just what you see. It's not all apples and cinnamon and sugar. Somewhere there's a fly in the ointment. There was a fly in the crust. There's something brewing. We don't know what it is, but, you know, I mean, Israel is surrounded by the nastiest of the nasty. We got Hezbollah. We got Hamas, you know, Iran is right on the border over there, Jordan. Wow. Wow. I mean, those people are just literally, literally inundated with the worst kind of politics right now. They are absolutely, without a doubt, on the verge of something horrible, I believe. They had the rockets going in there the other day from Hezbollah, killing a couple of people. And, you know, they got the guy running down the street who was a Palestinian. He stabbed 13 people. I think he killed two of them. You know, it's too late after the fact. And they're still building settlements. And, you know, the fence isn't working for them. Our borders are wide open. Measles, 86 cases so far. I think there's something like 760-some cases around the country. I don't remember measles ever not being a disease that kids get every year about this, about starting in November, December. I had measles when I was a kid. But the thing that strikes me as being a real atrocity is that the people, the children, that have not had one MMR shot but have had two MMR shots are still coming down with the worst strain of measles. Now, also in the news, we've got Ebola. Ebola is metamorphosizing. There is a new strain. Who didn't know that that would happen once they start messing around with this virus? This thing is a hemorrhagic fever. And look, if you've got citrus, salt, clean water, good available food, vegetables, meat, clean meat, you will not have a problem with Ebola. Now, I don't know how somebody came back here with this disease, and 2 weeks later, they're up smiling in the camera like nothing happened, because it's a lie. It is a bold-faced agenda. Look, the news cycle is about 4 days for every atrocity, okay? Now, whatever's going to come, whatever's going to happen, it's going to be worse than it was last time. A lot of people that have heavy, heavy knowledge in the, the clandestine world of false flag operations say, brace yourself, because there's a lot of talk about doing something worse than 9/11. Well, I've heard Dick Cheney talk about suitcase nukes and everything else like that. And I believe those things exist. I believe that there's a lot of bad, bad things happening. Anytime the Bilderberg gets together, anytime Bohemian Grove is, ramped up, and anytime you have talk about the Illuminati, every time it seems that Kissinger, this man is constantly being awarded for being a peacekeeper. We know that Vietnam was nothing but a slaughter of millions of people. It literally produced nothing worth talking about except fear, annihilation, and of course, there's a lot of guys to walk around today. There's a lot of guys from the Gulf War. There's a lot of guys coming back from Iraq that shake their head and say, I don't even know why I was there. I don't even understand what the end game would be. Well, the end game, ladies and gentlemen, is the annihilation of the United States, the interruption of people and cultures all over the planet, George Soros and his open society bogus crap, which is going to bring nothing but $8 an hour wages, a pick and choose selective industrialization of any nation. This is, in fact, happening. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, NAFTA, did nothing but wreck the industrialized country we so loved 40 years ago, 30 years ago. Real estate is literally in the toilet. They had some talk about how, home building was up and everybody's happy, it's up 8%. It's a lie. The stock market is a lie, a bona fide, in-your-face, bogus Fed-run joke of fascist corporations that are literally just shifting around digital numbers where, in fact, the money might not exist. Now, Karen Hudis is a fantastic whistleblower from the World Bank. Her message is, in fact, that for the last 60 years, the World Bank has been a clandestine, corrupt, utterly defunct rip-off organization that has done nothing but rob, steal, and loot the United States of America and other countries. George Soros got his wealth from, collapsing five countries' monetary systems. You have to ask yourself why that man's not in prison, along with Kissinger and Brzezinski and the whole Bush clan. Well, I don't know about Mrs. Bush, although I do have a dollar bill where she uses it as a post-it saying, best wishes A to Z, Barbara Bush, and she made a smiley face on George Washington. I thought that was a crime. But apparently not if you're a big wheel insider who is part of the scheme of things. I would just love to know what they sit around the dinner table and talk about at night. I just can't imagine. The older they get, the more they talk and the more they spill the beans. Then when the time comes that they're on the downhill stroke and they've got a brain tumor, they start talking about how they regret what they've done for money. So, you know, look at this. Look now, you know, Freeway Ricky Ross, we've heard all these talk about the Oscars and how it's racist, this and that and the other. Freeway Ricky Ross has a great book out about how they put him in prison after he sold $300 million worth of cocaine for the feds. Then, you know, he built an apartment building, and they didn't like that, so they put him in prison for 10 years. He got a 14-year stretch, did 10. And he talks about rap music and how this is a weaponized cultural destruction of Black America. Now they have, Fox has out there with this thing, Empire, and look, they're glorifying people who make the filthiest, raunchiest, nastiest poetry, music combination you ever wanted to listen to in your life. Now, there's a few people like Conway West who kind of begrudge the guy. He's trying to tell the truth. He's trying to get it out there. Look, he married Kim Kardashian. They got a little baby. They're doing their thing. He wants to denounce the citizenship. I don't blame him. How much more can a person take? You know, my sister lives in Africa. She's married to an African-American who was a SEAL. Upstanding guy. Too bad I don't know them, and I'll never meet them, and I'll never meet my nieces. But she is extremely thankful to be able to raise her children in Africa. She loves Africa. They don't have the tripe we have here in America. And I have not laid eyes on her, literally, and this is no baloney. I haven't seen her since my father died in 1980. 34 years ago. 34 years ago. That means I was 23 years old the last time I saw her, and I was a mess. A confused, torn-up mess. And working for Dynalectron down there on the Navy base, not only was I probably toxic from all the, you know, the damage from the chemicals I was working with and the ingestion of Freon, which is trichlorethane, and they did that to me on purpose, I think. Who knows? But the guy disappeared after I got a face full of it because he set me up. Suddenly he was gone. Maybe they thought that I was some type of spy doing espionage and besmirching the company. For $8.76 an hour, I put my health at risk. So anyway, this is the Everyman Show, and I hope I've given you food for thought. Look up MMS. Take a look at water. Water is the giver and provider and the most important thing in our lives for health. The political system is in a vat of acid. The TPP and all these other secret pacts that Obama and the White House are making with people around the globe. It does not include you, America. Does not include anything remotely American. It is the destruction and the dismemberment of this country, and it's sad. So that's really what's going on. Let's bring back manufacturing. Let's get our borders closed down. Let's get rid of Common Core. Let's help our senators and congressmen right this ship, because we got a hell of a fight on our hands after 50 years of infiltration and annihilation of America. Because I love this country. I serve this country. And it's nowhere like it on earth. It's just we are the soft kill and the disinformation, the omission of information, and the secrecy involved in so many things. By the way, look up at the sky. They're talking a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk out there about aliens. The Majestic 12. I'll talk about that tomorrow. It's the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.